Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
We have good kids. Last week, we had the cello and Michael, I moved over so you could sit down. I didn't know you were going to play that box you're sitting on. I just thought you were sitting there. Now we have a treat for you. Wesley Kuhn wanted to be a pediatrician surgeon, Dr. Belo, and he felt the call to ministry. He's 15 years old. This is his first time. And it won't be his last. Stay, preacher. Give him a microphone.
Morning. Today, I came to preach about leadership. And I picked this topic out about a week ago, less than a week ago. And I have a few Bible verses, and I want to add on from them and talk about them. The first Bible verse I had is from Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, and it states, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." That goes along with leadership because Jesus was a leader, and he had disciples, and he died for us, and he is stating that we should also go out and make disciples, and that this world should follow his calling, and that we should follow his plans, and not the plans we have for us, but the plans that he has for us, and that he died on the cross. He got nailed to the cross. He conquered death, and he rose from the dead so that one day we could live in paradise and that we don't have to live here anymore. He was a leader because God made him a leader. He made him a leader by bringing him into this world, and he had a plan for him, like he had a plan for us, but Jesus had a plan for us as well, and that plan was to die on the cross and save our sins. Jesus came to this world so he could die on the cross, and he did so. He conquered the death, and he was like every single one of us. He was not perfect. He made disciples. He sinned too, and he conquered death by conquering the devil and dying on the cross, like I said. And he came into this world, and yeah. The second Bible verse I got out of Psalms chapter 32, verse 8. "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you." That was God saying that right there, that he wanted us to look up to him, and he wanted us to not look down, because he wanted us to look at him and, again, follow his plans and not the plans he has for us. He was talking about how Jesus would come into this life back in the Old Testament, and as it states in the Old Testament, that there was a plan he had for us one day, and that plan was to bring Jesus into this world and make this world a better place by dying on the cross and saving our sins. And he wanted to do that because he loved us. And he loved us more than anyone in this world could ever love us. God loved us more, even though no one loved us in this world but God. God loved us more than we loved each other. And he wanted to make that clear by sending his son into this world and saving us from our sins, and so that one day we could live in paradise and not have to be condemned. Going back to the leadership, my story and how he wanted me to become a leader by calling me to the ministry, and I didn't even know it. It was his plan all along, and it was coming from him, not me. And, you know, I made a plan, but that plan was not the plan God wanted for me. So he made a plan, and I got called, and he wanted that plan for me, and I decided to go down that path instead of taking my own path, because taking that path instead of my own path would lead to greater things. Going on from that, I'm gonna go back to 2018 IYC. That was the day after we got done watching that movie at the movie theater. We were watching Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. That night, I typed up a very, very, very lengthy post and posted it on Facebook. It was a post that I never thought I would ever type up. And it was something that was like really, really deep and something I never thought of. And it came to mind after the movie, have no idea why, just did. And I just wanna thank the youth for believing in me. Yes, I can be a talker, but they're always right beside me, and they're always there for me, and they've been there for me ever since the day I was born. I also want to thank my family, because they have been with me through the entire way of my 15-year journey, and I know they will continue to be there for me as I continue for another 15-plus years. That right there is leadership. They're leading me to become a better person, and God is showing me through my family and the youth and my friends that to lead a world, you have to know how to, and he showed it to me through those people. And I never knew it until just last year after IYC, because I didn't really care before IYC, and something that day changed me, and something inside light lit me up, and it was special to me, and I will never forget that day.
That's your boy. You know, when it's real, it's real. You have the same reputation around Heritage as I had when I was a kid. You were the orneriest kid in church. He really was. On Wednesday night dinners, he would walk around and take stuff off your plate and eat it. He did that last night. I'm just so proud of our kids. I'm not going to keep you long, but I do want to say this. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, let no one despise your youth. In other words, don't do things while you're young that you're going to be ashamed of when you get old. And this is an older gentleman talking. A lot of people sitting here today wish they could forget some things that they did when they were young. But God is telling us here, be careful what you do when you're young, so you don't have regrets. Be an example to believers in the Word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And that's something you don't hear in the world today. But God wants to give you the best life you could ever have. And I can tell you, He's done that for me. I have the best friends in all the world. I've got the best job in the world. People say, "Preacher, how do you do what you do?" I pray they don't ever catch on. Because I've got it made. And I've had it made. We had 14 funerals last year in the church. We have another one coming up, I think, this Thursday. But you know what? When you know where they're going, God will wipe away every tear. So he's saying to the young people, keep that in mind. Don't mess your life up. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you. In other words, God's telling every one of you, young people, you have a gift in you. God has made you special in some way to do something great for Him. And it will give you the best life that you could ever have. So he said, remember that. Read the Bible. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't know about reading that Bible." No one can. The Bible says you don't matter how smart you are, you can't understand it on your own. You need the power of the Holy Spirit in order to interpret it to you. And he says he will. He said, "That's how I prove that I'm in you and you are in me." So stay in the Word. Study. Do not neglect the gift that is given to you. Meditate on these things. Give yourselves entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself, to the doctrines, continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Other words, your youth group will be better because of you. I've already seen it. The youth group's going to be better because of you girls. God knows. He's using you. And he gave you good families that don't drop you off here. They bring you here. And the parents that believe. And that's a great thing. And he's given you a talent that's just amazing. Man, Pam, you were a kid when I came here. Now, most of you don't know how hard it is to stand up and preach your first message. But I can tell you, I did that. You did it. I didn't get a standing ovation, did you?
No.
You may not get preached for a long time. I don't know. I started pastoring when I was 23, started preaching when I was 20, and I don't think I've ever got a standing ovation. It may be a long time. But next week, make sure next Sunday you just cancel everything and plan on being around here. After the service on Sunday night, which isn't going to be a service, we want them to get to know us. We want to get to know them. We're going to go to the gym and have coffee and cookies and water if you're like me. Can't drink coffee, but you'll get time to spend one-on-one time with them and get to know them. The more that I listen to him, the more I know he's anointed. I didn't go out looking for a Church of God preacher. I didn't go out looking for a Nazarene preacher. I didn't go out looking for a Lutheran preacher. I went out looking for an anointed preacher. Because if they're God's man, they'll fit anywhere. Amen. And this young man has never been observed. He said, "I'm shocked that you... I've never expected anybody to look for me to pastor a church, so I built one." And he did. And he's got a great personality. He's not me. He's, I think, smarter than I am. He wears jeans and a t-shirt in his church to preach. He said, "What do I need to do?" I said, "Get your suits pressed." And he said, "Okay, I have lots of suits," he said. So anyway, next week we want you to come back. Then we want you to keep coming back because we have Easter coming up, and we have, you know, we moved in here. It'd be 19 years ago, April, but it was on Palm Sunday, 19 years ago. I know those of you who are 14, 15, 16, this building's old, but to some of us, it's still a brand new building that we had to put a new roof on and redo the parking lot and put new carpet in. It's a new building. So let's stand. We're going to close. I want to thank you for coming today. I want to thank you for encouraging our kids. This is what church is all about. And I want to thank you for making the time next week to spend with Pastor Eric and Rebecca. Her daddy was my first song leader in the first church that I pastored when I was 23 years old. And then he took a church and started pastoring, and after she was born and after she was dedicated. And I only saw her one time for about 5 minutes at her grandmother's funeral since then until I went to Reno. You'll love them. I did. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day. Lord, I pray that you bring us all back next week. We thank you for those who are here for the first time. And Lord, you know our hearts. We don't have a membership here. If you accept them, we accept them. A born-again experience makes you a member of Heritage. So Lord, I pray that you bless us as we go our ways. I pray that you be with these young families, these young men and women. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.